And now, this is a dictation for Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, Wade, W-A-D-E, February 2546, addressed as a letter to Dr. Joseph Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E-D-O-8025955. Dear Dr. Willie, follow up for Mr. Wade. He goes by Don, D-O-N, chronic kidney disease, last visit in September. Comes accompanied with family member, weight stable, underlying dementia, small meals, but no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no urinary problems, and nocturia, minimal incontinence, reported knee discomfort, back pain, topical Voltaren. He sleeps 16 hours a day. Other review system done being negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight Norvas, hydralazine, nitrates, beta blockers, bicarbonate replacement. Today, blood pressure 122/70, weight 181, stable, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, no edema, very decreased hearing, speech is normal, able to walk by himself. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. February, creatinine 2.65, slowly progressive over time, representing a GFR 24 stage 4, normal electrolyte, acid base, albumin, phosphorus, minor calcium elevation at 10.3. He is not on any calcium or vitamin D. No gross anemia. Prior urine, no activity for blood of protein. There is a kidney ultrasound, February. The right kidney is absent. The left kidney shows a large cyst, 8.8, which is stable. No urinary retention. No obstruction. There was also an echo. For the most part, normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD. Stage 4, slowly progressive over time, prior right side nephrectomy, above ultrasound as reported, above kidney ultrasound as reported, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, he has underlying dementia, blood pressure is well controlled, no need for phosphorus binders, continue bicarbonate replacement. No need to change diet for potassium, no phosphorus binders. Monitor high calcium, no need for EPO treatment. Continue to follow.